and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. I hope you guys are having a rockin' week thus far. Today, I want to discuss with you the top signs that your law firm's website is squashing your lead generation efforts. You're going to want to pay attention to this, because if for some reason your lead generation efforts have been dwindling, there are some reasons for that. Nothing happens for a reason. Okay. And again, when I'm talking about lead generation, I'm talking about, you know, online lead generation. I'm not talking about referrals and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that also happens to be a factor as well. Sometimes you're not networking enough, et cetera, et cetera. Or you're not speaking enough on webinars or whatever, or on podcasts. I mean, I know attorneys that get business from speaking on podcasts, being guests on podcasts. Incidentally, if you're an attorney and you want to be a guest on this show, just give us a call, 888-416-7752, or send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. We would love to have you as a guest on this show in the Meet the Attorney series that we run here at Local Business Marketing Solutions and this podcast. So if you want to just talk about, you know, what kind of services you provide, what state you provide it in, what county you provide it in, et cetera, we will love to have you as a guest on the show. Just reach out to us and we'll do that. But I'm not talking about that type of lead generation. Now, if your lead generation is squashing, you know, there's something wrong. So here's the truth of the matter. So I'm going to get into the meat and potatoes of this episode. Here's the deal. Your website actually plays a huge part in attracting / generating and converting leads for your law firm. It's all about the website. So I want to talk to you. I've got four reasons why this could be dwindling. And these are the top four reasons that I've seen every time someone comes to me and says, "Hey, Frank, you know, I was doing great, and all of a sudden I'm not doing all that great." So number one is, it's been 3 or more years since your firm's website has been updated. Keeping current with your website is paramount. A lot of people think you build a website once and just let it ride or whatever. And unless you're rebranding, you don't need a website refresh. Things change in this industry. And I always tell people, refresh it every 3 years. You know, it's kind of like a lease car. You know, sometimes people lease a car, you change it every 3 years, right? Some people change it, I think, every 5 years, I think, I've heard. But mostly it's 3 years. Same thing, you know, but for different reasons. The reason why you want to change it every 3 years on your website is because technology changes. And it actually is one of, if you're doing SEO, to generate leads, is one of SEO's best practices when it comes to design. Because SEO, to do SEO, structure is important. Structure is extremely important for SEO. And you don't want to forget that. So sometimes your structure has to change. And while you're changing the structure of your website, might as well get a brand new design. Just sometimes people get tired of looking at the same old website over and over again. Change is good, especially for lead generation. It actually brings in different types of leads, clientele, different, you know, it's just, I can't stress it enough, the importance of refreshing your website. It's been, I've got some statistics here that I'd love to share with you actually about changing it. When you refresh your website every 3 years, or, you know, it could be 3, 4, 5 years, but at least refresh it. Don't leave it there for the past 18 years like I've seen websites do. If you do that, it actually causes the search engines to re-index your website, and it actually gives you a boost from an SEO perspective just by doing that. And then that initial boost typically creates a more lead generation for you. So there you go. As simple as refreshing your website could be a good way to fix that issue. Number two is you don't have a consistent content plan or strategy for your website. Okay. Here's the deal. You want to add value-rich content on a regular basis for your website. So that can either be in form of a blog, that can be in form of a vlog, a video vlog, blog that goes on your website. But you want to be adding content consistently on your website. This is causing the search engines to keep indexing your website. And this is an important practice. A lot of law firms miss this. And so anyway, I can't stress the importance of that enough as well. Number three is you aren't sure if your site is optimized for search, for local searches. So local search, a lot of guys out there, a lot of agencies talk about, oh, you don't need to optimize your website anymore because as long as you optimize your Google My Business, or now they call it Google Profile, on Google, you're fine. You don't, you know, so, you know, wasting all the time optimizing your website is a waste. Nothing could be further from the truth. Because remember, when we're doing keywords for your website, keyword research, for your website to be found, we don't do that on, we do that so you can be found on your blog. And when you get found on your blog, the local pack does not show up. The local pack only shows up when you do generic keywords like diverse attorney near me. Yeah, then your local pack will show up. And then at that point, yeah, the person who said what they said about, oh yeah, you don't need to be on the first page of Google for that. Yeah, you're right. You want to optimize your local pack. You want to go your Google My Business profile. However, you still need to optimize your website for search when it comes to the questions that your potential customer is typing, because you want to write out a blog strategically answering those questions for them, and that blog is going to show up when they type it in as a question. Your blog's going to show up and you're going to get the interest of your ideal customer. That's the strategy for that. You don't want to be in the local pack, and the local pack won't show up for that because it's a question that your blog is answering. Goes back to number two, consistent content, right? You have to have that. So one of the content is answer questions people are content strategy is answer questions people are asking. Okay, that's it. That's really, really, really simple, and you will show up. Not in the map pack, but on your website. So make sure that you optimize your website for local searches. Okay. What are people searching for in your local area? Okay. Very important. Number four, last but not least, your website loading time is let's just say, not up to par. I don't want to be mean and say slow. So remember, I said the key or the core elements of website, of SEO, of any SEO, is site structure, content, and backlinks, right? Okay, that is the core element. That's the basic start of what you need to look for when it comes to SEO. However, there are other factors in SEO. One of them being, keyword research, of course. We talked about that already. But another one, which we have not talked about yet, and I'm about to talk about now, is website performance, meaning the speed of the website of which it loads. How fast is it loading? Is it loading fast enough? Is it loading too, is it too slow? Is it an average load? And I want to throw another caveat here. Make sure when you do optimize your website for load speed, focus a lot on the mobile load. Desktop as well. But the fact of the matter is more people are visiting websites off of internet searches from their mobile phones than they are on the desktop. So you want to make sure that your mobile load speed is on point. Okay, you want to make sure that that's the case. So with that, folks, I'm going to put an end to this episode. I hope this helps you. I want to make sure, before I let you go, let me back up a little bit. Before I let you go, I want to make sure that you guys are implementing this thing, especially here in the fourth quarter. Because we want to go into quarter number one in 2023 with a marketing plan. You want to go in with a marketing strategy in mind. With that, take me up on my free offer. If you're an attorney and you want a marketing plan done for you 100% free, give us a call, 888-416-7752. Send us an email, info@lbmsloc.com. And we will be glad to take a look at your current marketing efforts and devise a plan for you for 2023. This offer ends December 31st, 2022. So if you come to me after that, then too late. You'll have to wait for fourth quarter of 2023 to get that again. So anyway, so take advantage of that, and we'll be glad to help you. With that, I'm going to put an end to this episode. This has been Frank Deming, a local business guy. Take care, folks, and bye for now. Until next week, peace out!
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.